When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
The Fan in New York, inside the 8 o'clock hour, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, back on. It's been a little bit of time with March Madness and Brooklyn Nets and everything else, but this is my favorite time of the year. The Yankees play tonight. I'll be up watching that game, and I'll be back on tomorrow late, and then I'll be back on Thursday with a five-hour KM to AM. But before that, if you've been listening to The Fan, T-Mobile is hosting a kind of home opener eve kickoff. Just a quick little Yankee vibe in Times Square for Yankee fans. It's myself, Cecil Fielder, and the Warrior, Paul O'Neill. We're just going to be talking baseball, giving out free tickets to opening day. If you're one of the people that have hit me up saying, hey, man, can you slide me a ticket? No. You guys got the wrong idea about me. You think I just have tickets to give out? Like, no, this is the most overhyped opening day that I can remember. Tickets are not available, but we're giving them out at the T-Mobile store, West 46 and Broadway, on Thursday night between 5 to 6. I used to work at MTV right over there, 1515 Broadway between 44th and 45th. And if something like this was going on, I 100% would be getting off of work or just walking out of work to go pop in to see Paul O'Neill, Cecil Fielder, and I don't know, whatever version of me. If it was John Jastrzemski over there with them or something back then, I would have easily went over there to go see JJ with those guys. What's up, Paulie?
Yankees made a trade.
Did they?
The Yankees have traded Nick Ramirez to the LA Dodgers for cash.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't care to bring that to the table. Somebody said it on TikTok, too.
Yeah.
Good for Nick Ramirez. Remember you and I going over the Yankees bullpen and the lefty options?
Yeah.
And it was like Nick Ramirez and I don't even know who the other option was. And I was like, no, they need to fix that. I didn't want to see Nick Ramirez this year. I heard Susan talking about him the other night. Like, yeah, he's a really nice guy. We don't care. Nobody care about the nice
guy. No one cares about being nice.
Perform.
Yep.
And whenever he came in the games between him and like Albert Abreu and some of the other jokers, like Matt Crook or whatever, like you knew it was a wrap. So, I mean, good for him. The Dodgers, I bet you the Dodgers get him and turn him into something.
You know what I'm already seeing on Twitter? Yankees already banking money to pay Soto.
But as they should. But they don't need to. And that's something I was saying, too. Like, what do you guys think the Yankees are worth? Just Google it. They're worth over $7 billion, and they're actually worth more than that. We'll never actually know. And they're about to make a ton of money. I'm talking about these opening day tickets. You can't go online and buy an opening day ticket right now for under $140.
It's crazy. I guess
plus fees and everything, really $170 to go to opening day right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess the question is, and again, I hate doing this too, is that if, and maybe it's not the Mets, maybe it's the Dodgers, would the Yankees match like a ridiculous 10-year, $700 million deal? Something that's so ridiculous, but it's in the realm because Juan Soto is that good, and you can tell already.
I hate that we have to do this, and we're going to do this all year. But let's do it, because I haven't been on. Let's do it. $700 million for Juan Soto is too much money. The reason Ohtani got that money is because he pitches and he hits. He's basically two players in one. And he's Ohtani, who brings in the Japanese audience, the Japanese dollars, and finessed his way into a contract with the deferred money, whatever. They got a problem on their hands, right? They don't know what's going to happen with this guy in this investigation. I've been on record saying that Manfred will protect him. But it's different with Juan Soto. He shouldn't get $700 million. I was reading an article that, oh, he's going to get $701 million because he wants the most money. I heard somebody call in today and say he's definitely going to who gives him the most money, if it's the Mets or the Phillies. That is not true. We've seen so many guys in these recent years turn down the most money. I also heard a caller say he signed with Scott Boras to get him the most money. Hello, what do we just watch with Cody Bellinger, J.D. Martinez, Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery? Yep. They got the most money? No, the Yankees offered Blake Snell more money than he ended up signing for.
right? I guess the question we have, and we don't know the answer to this, is what is the limit that Hal and Cash, well, it's really Hal. Nobody cares about Cashman.
So, again,
what is the limit that Hal is winning to, and that's the question.
They're watching these games, too, and they're like, well, the trade was worth it. Nobody's missing Michael King. Nobody's missing Kyle Higashioka. Nobody's missing Randy Vasquez.
Right, and it's different for me because I engineer the majority of these Yankee games. So seeing Juan Soto like every day, even if it's just 4 days so far, the guy he's just different. The guy isn't.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not going to say he's a dog. I'm not going to do that. He's just different.
He's a different level.
You can tell.
We all love Judge.
Yep.
He's a different level.
No, he's better. He's better than Judge.
He's just a different level of player.
Yep.
Intensity, persona.
Right.
In the game, everything is dead serious.
And the swagger in the box, like knowing what's a ball, what's
it's like, a fight. It's a battle. Every pitch, mano y mano. It's him versus the pitcher and the umpire.
Right, and it's like, it's almost like he knows he's good. Like, so some players
and he knows the strike zone better than the umps.
He knows how good he is. And like, he's just like using that, and he's using the stage as being a Yankee opening week.
The guy came up at 19, won a World Series. He's 25. That's what we're forgetting too.
Yep.
He's still ultimately a baby. He's a boy.
That's a great point.
I've been saying, blank check that boy. Give that kid a blank check and say, write the number. We don't want you to go anywhere. So everybody that can hear my voice, stop trying to fast forward and talk about what you don't know. I gave you two examples. Aaron Judge, Arson Judge, appears to be headed to the San Francisco Giants. Hal Steinbrenner said, no, he's not. Get him on the phone. Aaron, name your number. What do you want? I can afford it. And then with Garrett Cole, I woke up that next morning and it felt like Santa Claus delivered Garrett Cole for Christmas. Cashman's white whale. Every Yankee fan that I was talking to on Yankees Twitter that doesn't know anything was saying, Hal's too cheap to sign Garrett Cole. Was he? You were incorrect. So do you think that right now, Juan Soto hasn't even stepped foot into the Bronx? Wait till you watch that movie. Do you think that Hal Steinbrenner is going to say, oh no, there's a limit. I heard someone say, oh, these guys have been stingy. Oh, they've been penny pinching. Yeah. They're not going to do that with the generational Juan Soto. Maybe they find a way to get Stanton's money off the books. Hit another homer tonight, Stan. Stan, play well, stay healthy so that we could potentially move you. I don't think that happens. But I have 100% confidence that they are going to be in on a guy. They're already in. Don't be stupid. Like, there's more things than money. They're going to put the offer out that is comparable or close. But, like, didn't Yamamoto just shun the Mets? Kind of helped you out. But, like, everybody wants to say Steve Cohen's going to offer $700 million. Look at what the Mets are doing right now. You couldn't pay me $5 to put on that Mets jersey. Do you think this guy is going to play this entire season for the New York Yankees, feeling that energy and that vibe in the stadium and everywhere that else they go? There were Let's Go Yankees chants at Chase Field in Arizona last night. They took over Minute Maid Park. He loves playing there where he won a World Series. Do you really think that $100 million more on paper that he's supposed to make over the course of 15 years, he's going to throw all that away to put on a Mets jersey? It doesn't make any sense to me. It literally is the dumbest thing that I hear because Steve Cohen's got all this money. Steve Cohen was supposed to keep DeGrom here. Worry about Pete Alonso. Worry about re-signing Pete Alonso. Please stop. And for the Yankee fans that buy into it, the Yankees have money, and you're about to go to that stadium and hand the money. All of us are.
Yep.
They have the money. It's not like he's beyond their budget. It's not like you talking to your kid and saying, we can't go to opening day because I can't afford to drop $500 on opening day tickets. They can afford it.
Yes, they can. And I wouldn't even worry. Honestly, I wouldn't even worry about the Mets. I know it's Steve Cohen. I think the Dodgers, the Padres, the Phillies, it's not just Steve Cohen. I know it's a sexy name because we're in New York, obviously. I think 31 teams should be in on Juan Soto because he changes your franchise. 31 teams. Now, again, if it comes down to money for him, I don't know if the Yankees are the favorite because I don't know if Hal would be willing to go to $701 million. And you just said he probably wouldn't. So, but if he's
you don't need to.
Right, but if he values being a Yankee, and we don't know that yet, if he really values it, and let's say they make it to the ALCS and they lose, Is he going to want to leave the Yankees like that?
No, he's going to want to come back. There could be unfinished business.
Yep.
Or let's go a step further on the positive side for all the Yankee fans winning. If he wins 28 and he actually becomes a god here, do you think he's going to want to take off that hat? Judge didn't want to take off that hat because he broke the AL home run record
Didn't even win the World Series, just broke the
record.
If
they win the World Series and he's on that parade float and he's literally a god here where he does not have to pay for anything, there are things that money can't buy. There are things that the Yankees can show him and provide for him that comes with being a Yankee that has nothing to do with dollar amounts. Things that his family will be able to do. They don't have to worry about a thing. Money, I understand, is the main thing. Oh, he wants the most money. But like, how many times you guys hear me talk about, I'm not a millionaire. I've been broke my whole life. I came from no bread. I can't imagine what it's like to have over 300, 400, 500 million. You can't spend it, bro. You can't spend it. I saw Judge's mom and Judge's wife in the airport on my way back from Tampa, and they had their dogs, and I think they flew Delta first class. And I thought about, you know, how much money they have now just with Judge playing 1 year under that $40 million contract. It's so much money. You guys talk about this money like it's Monopoly money. This guy's got enough. He's going to have enough money to buy the Dominican Republic. Like, it's not going to be a matter of, oh, well, I'll throw away this whole Yankee legacy that I'm building right now, this whole Yankee year. You guys are already putting him in Monument Park. He's just going to throw that away because Steve Cohen offers $700 million? And who's to say that he is? Because David Stearns has a say in that. And we also have to think about it. It's baseball. He is a right fielder. He is an outfielder. That's why I already used the Ohtani comparison. He's not a DH slash pitcher. He is a right fielder. So you're going to start with what other contracts you've seen for other outfielders in Major League Baseball. It isn't like they're just going to make up a number. They're going to start there, and there are negotiations. And Scott Boras, if you're listening, after the offseason that you had, which was embarrassing for you and your clients, you need redemption. I joked around online and said, hey, here's a blank check. Why even test free agency, Scott? You can redeem yourself from this past winter right now. You can redeem yourself from the money that you left on the table thinking that you were baseball's Bond villain right now. Juan Soto seems to love being a Yankee, and he hasn't played one game in Yankee Stadium. Wait till he pulls up to Yankee Stadium and there are Dominican flags, and he can hear us in the outfield. In 203, in 103, in 104, 105, in right field, the judges' chambers. Wait till this guy feels that energy, a homering in Yankee Stadium, and he makes up his mind that he doesn't want to go anywhere. The Yankees got him, and they did what they had to do to get him for this reason. It gives them a head start on the negotiations. 877-337-6666. Mike is in Boundbrook. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
Watching the Knicks game. I haven't talked about him yet, but watching.
So you just said that you think that once Soto gets all the admiration, that's when he's really going to decide. I actually think it's the opposite. I think once he gets his like first boo, he doesn't perform well, or the Yankees are in a slump, and he hears the... hello?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go, Mike. I don't know where you were going with that, but I disagreed with everything you said, and you were saying it so slow. I don't have that much time. I'm done in like 40 minutes. Booze, I'm telling you, I've been to hundreds of Yankee games. If you can't handle a boo from a bunch of drunks in Yankee Stadium, you don't belong here. We don't want you anyway. So if he slumps and goes 0-4 and he gets the golden sombrero and the boos rain down and that crushes his season, then he ain't worth the $700 million. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? And that's why I can't talk to some of y'all. Because it's like, yo, what are you, like, are you watching on TV like this is some type of fake? This is real life. This is reality, yo. Go to the game and feel what it feels like and see it for yourself. You can do it. All of these tickets won't be this much. I just saw the Yankees with a $4 promotion. If you want to pull up on Solar Eclipse Day, if you want to pull up to see the Marlins, you can get a ticket for $5. Juan Soto is built for this. Juan Soto is unflappable. He's 25 years old. He's a grown man. If you think some booze from some uneducated baseball fans that showed up half in the bag is going to get this guy out of his game, you're mistaken. And if you think that that's a real thing that we heard a couple years ago. Oh, yeah, guys don't want to come play for the Yankees because the fans are so... Please, there's two sides to the coin. If you become a champion, if you win games, I literally use the term God, and I'm a God-fearing man. Like, I don't use the Lord's name in vain, but what I mean is like a God on the field. Like, we used to call Gio the God because some things he did were baseball godly on that field. If you actually are the catalyst to ending this drought that the Yankees are in, come on, bro. Like, I don't even know why I got to really, like, explain it to y'all. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, tell me something. You're on the Fan.
How you doing, brother?
You know, good to be back, listen, holding it down, excited for the game tonight.
Yeah, Keith, listen. I'm going to tell you something. This guy, the first two games he played so far, he's been God. But let's not forget, and you don't even mention it, that a guy that's playing third baseman was not even supposed to be with the Yankees. He
no,
was supposed to be in the minors. Okay? Was Pablo Cabrera.
I mentioned.
He didn't do what...
So, I always put Lou on hold because he'll say something like, I didn't say anything. What did I say about Oswaldo? I said, I don't care what he was. I care about what he is. And he is playing his ass off. What a pleasant surprise. Oswaldo gets back-to-back opening day starts. And a lot of you were saying, put John Birdie in. And I'm like, hell no, he hasn't been around the team. He just landed at 2 a.m. I am so happy and so proud to see that young man seizing his opportunity. Shout out to Frank Luna, who I do events with. Frank Luna has done events that Oswaldo has come down to the Jersey Shore area and other places in New Jersey to meet fans. He is a good guy. He will take your phone and FaceTime Aaron Judge. He will take pictures with every single kid, boy, girl, man, and woman. And to see that kid step out there and make an impact in the game, not to the level of Juan Soto, but all of those games, to the point where I also said, he's an everyday player now, you can't take him out of the game. Maybe Lou wasn't listening earlier in the show. I mean, it wasn't that I didn't mention it, but obviously we're all talking about Juan Soto. Go for it, Lou.
Oh, you're an ass.
Yo, you're back on. All right, Lou, I guess didn't like that. I put him on hold, but hey, sometimes you got to remind people how the show works. I don't hang up on people, but if you start saying something or you didn't even mention it, no, actually, let me reiterate. I did mention it. I watch all of these games. I'm a Yankee fan like you. I remember Oswaldo coming up and being the spark plug. I remember him doing the grenade, right? When the Bleacher Creatures did the Oswaldo, Oswaldo. I think we did Cabrera, Cabrera. He took a grenade, like an imaginary one, and threw it to the bleachers. I said, that guy gets it. He was ready. He was prepared. And you know what? That fits because he is the spark. He is the flair. I heard host on this radio station say, oh, I don't like him. Oh, he can't hit. Oh, I don't want him in there. Oh, we got to start Oswaldo. You didn't hear me say that. Because he's young. He's cost effective. He's versatile. And he has a flair for the dramatic. He's got a spark. He always, when the game lulls, he's the spark. He had game-tying hits, I think, three games. Because when the game gets to that stalemate and you need somebody to hit a home run or make a big play, Oswaldo is there. And I'm happy for the guy because of what I know of him off the field. The work that he's putting in and the opportunity that he's got. 2 years ago, he got to start in left field because the Yankees did not want us all booing Aaron Hicks on opening day. And then he got the opening day start with DJ going down, and you can't take him out of the lineup now. 877-337-6666. Don't be so sensitive when you call a fan. But also, don't be incorrect, right? Like, don't call up and you know, helicopter in because you didn't hear an open or you didn't hear something earlier in the show. Maybe it was an hour ago, whatever, and say, oh, you didn't even mention it. No, I did mention it, and I can keep mentioning it, and we can talk all around it. You're out of your mind if you think I didn't see every pitch of these last five games, and I'm also going to watch all of this tonight, and I watch Yankee Encore. They don't even call it Yankee Encore, but as soon as they run it back, I'm watching that too because I love the team like you do. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking Yankees. We needed it today. It was super Metsy on the Fan, and they're bums. They're in last place. They haven't won a game yet. Mother Nature doesn't even want them to play. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, Ice Cube says he wants Caitlin Clark to play in the Big Three. Ah, no way. No shot. Keith McPherson on The Fan. For the most part, the last 2 hours, we've talked about the Yankees, which was needed. I listened to The Fan all day today, and it was just like, the Mets suck, the Mets lineup, the Mets pitching, Reese Hoskins, Jeff McNeil, Francisco Lindor. Like, yeah, I get it, but we need balance. Order has been somewhat restored, I feel like, in the Yankee universe and the Mets world. And like I said before the break, man, like, I understand that BT was off, right? It was just Sal, so you're going to get more Mets. I also understand that, you know, Evan leads the show in the afternoon. He's a Mets fan. My Mets Bible, available now. I jokingly said, I don't know how I would write one of those. My Yankees Bible would be about me buying the cheapest ticket to get in Yankee Stadium and finessing my way into legends and the suites and the good seats. I'll show you how to do that. My Yankees Bible would be me taking the train from as far as the Jersey Shore area all the way up to the Bronx and only having $40 to stretch to eat and drink and be merry in Yankee land. My Yankee Bible would be how you go from being a bleacher creature that nobody really knew to The Fan and still pulling up to the bleachers with the gang, La Bodega family. I'll see y'all soon. You already know how we do. Happy New Year. Happy New Year at the stadium on Friday. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on The Fan taking your calls. And I said I was in here watching the Knicks game. The Knicks are down 10, about 4 minutes to go in the half. And since this guy held on so long, he will get his opportunity because I respect that. I respect that time and that hustle and, you know, that commitment to getting on air. Jim is out on Long Island. Jim, you're on The Fan.
You know, Keith, it's funny you say that because huge fan, was very excited to talk to you. Last time was with Schmoozer. Maybe your call screener could have told me you wanted to speak baseball instead of leaving me on the hold for 2 hours.
It's not a time to talk Knicks, and I don't know.
So you should have told me that.
Yeah, Paulie's not going to tell you, but you hung on. So, I mean, 2 hours later, you got it. Don't waste your time. You got it. Go for it, Jim.
All right, you're in charge, so you should tell him that. But anyway, you sound like a friggin' baby, and I wasn't going to be negative, complaining about the umpires. The Yankees haven't been to the World Series since 2009. I hope.
You waited for 2 hours to do that? Again, I got to remind you how this works. I'm going to let you insult me after I bring you in to talk Knicks. You didn't say a thing about the Knicks. I sound like a baby complaining about the umpires. Watch the damn game. Watch the game. And if you haven't listened to me on The Fan, the NFL is bogus. I could complain about the refs in the NFL. The NBA is the worst officiating of all of them. I say that those guys got the best seat in the house and don't know how to call the game. And as I watch these baseball games, I don't know if you guys watch the game like I watch the game. You can go on MLB.com game day and you can see the balls and strikes. You can also go to ump scorecards on Twitter and see how these guys call the game. They've been inconsistent. Am I making this up? We need the robo umps ASAP. So you sound like a baby complaining about the umps. I'm not complaining about anything, Jim. My team's undefeated. I'm having a blast. I'm on cloud nine. The honeymoon stage with the 2024 Yankees is euphoric. We've overcome the umps. Yankees versus the umps, they can't beat us. The team that they're facing, a team that was in the ALCS last year, a team that was in the World Series last year, and the umps can't beat the Yankees. So sit on hold for 2 hours and then get out of your car, doom, 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 and just enjoy the rest of your night. That's an L. Why would you do that? Why would you wait all that time to get on the Fan and then attack the host? And it's not my job or Paul's job to tell you what we're talking about. It's your job to listen. Use your brain. We're not talking about the Knicks. They're playing right now. What do you want me to tell you about the Knicks? They lost back-to-back games. We don't know if OG Anunoby is going to be ready to go. We don't know if Julius Randle wants to come back. That we celebrated a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals in January, and here we are in April. It's April. Playoffs are coming. Is help on the way? We don't know. So, Jim, do better. I know it's not your first time listening to the Fan. You waited 2 hours. That's on you. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. No one's got to give you a heads up that we're obviously talking about the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. Probably 65% Yankees. Let's continue with that. Jarvis up in Harlem's been waiting as well. Go, Jarvis. You got it.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
You know, sometimes I gotta, tighten people up, man. I try to be a nice guy, have fun, but people call and think because that they dialed the number and they waited that there's some type of power. It doesn't work like that. I know Sal usually tightens you guys up. I know Big Mac, I've heard, tighten up some people. Like, I try not to be like that, but you just gotta restore order. Sometimes you gotta tighten these guys up.
Yeah. I don't know what that last call is talking about. Like,
what are you doing, bro?
It's all about the baseball. Yeah, I'm just watching the Thunder and the 76ers. I'm just rooting for the Sixers because I want the Thunder to lose because I'm a Nuggets fan because, we're trying to fight for that number one seed in the West because there's going to be a three-way battle because between the Minnesota, OKC, and the Nuggets going to fight for that number one seed. So hopefully
the Thunder are tough. I hope they get the number one seed. This was history in the making back all those years with the moves they made and the picks that they had. And yep, we'll see. NBA, we'll get some NBA talk in, but you guys understand this is New York.
Yeah.
We have the Mets and the Yankees. We actually have real games to talk about. That's what everybody is calling the Fan to talk about. Yeah. When the Mets when this game ends, it's going to be Yankee coverage on the Fan. You're not going to be able to call and talk about the Knicks. Do that tomorrow. Yeah, call Boomer and Gio.
Right. Yeah, I want to talk about the Yankees and, because that previous caller talking about he's concerned that, how Steinbrenner being shaped because he's not going to sign Juan Soto. I'm like, can the Yankee fans just enjoy the moment? Can they just enjoy the game? They 5-0. They swept Houston just like last year. They swept Houston because they brought up these rookies.
No, it's not good enough, man. Winning is not good enough. Winning's supposed to cure all, but not for the Yankee fan. The Yankee fan is sick and paranoid. Not all of us, but a good fraction of us. They're pessimistic. They just, it's good right now, but this guy's not signed long term. So what? He's got a deal that said he's going to play this whole season. Enjoy it. And you can't fast forward. I don't fast forward my mind. I'm not promised to live to the winter meetings. So I'm not thinking about that. I'm not thinking about where Juan Soto is going to go. But since I have a show to host, and in theory, we do all this theoretical talk, and we've done that for months, and I'm excited now because we can go off the actual games and plays and moments and stats that we have, we still have to do that. Juan Soto is going to go to the highest bidder. You don't know that. Juan Soto might already be making a plan with Aaron Boone and Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman before he steps foot in the Bronx and be like, this is the best place I've ever been. I've already been on three teams in the last 2 years. I don't want to go anywhere else. I know you guys got the money, and I'm helping you make money. How do we make a deal?
Right. And all this Steve Cohen that he got the big money. He's talking about he's going to sign with the Mets. I'm like, how do people know that they're going to sign with the Mets? You don't know that.
Otani's going to sign with the Mets. Couldn't wait till this offseason because Otani is definitely coming to the Mets. Yeah. They're doing all this stuff to the ballpark because Otani's coming in. Yamamoto. Oh, man. How many times I turn on the Fan to hear, where's Yamamoto going to go? I was the first one on this radio station to say, it's Yamamotani, stupid. Did you not watch the World Baseball Classic? They're best friends. And now you're seeing the content that the Dodgers are rolling out, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're not on the internet. But those two guys are buddy, best friends. They were always doing this. They were always teaming up. I think last year, Otani was telling him, I'm leaving the Angels. And I'm going to the Dodgers, and you should come over here. They played Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen went all the way to Japan. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. Took his whole family out for French cuisine. Steve Cohen had Yamamoto and these guys at his estate. And then what did Yamamoto do? Use them to run up the price, and the Dodgers paid. And honestly, I think with the offseason the Dodgers had, they're not going to be in on Juan Soto next year. You can take them out. They're not going to be in on Juan Soto next year. They paid Will Smith, Tyler Glass, and now they're not going to be in on Juan Soto. Maybe the Mets will be the highest bidder, But, like, you just got to be dumb to think that Juan Soto, for money, for just money, for just a, maybe a little more money or money that you don't know. You don't know if Hal Steinbrenner is going to tell Steve Cohen again, right? Remember when it was judged, there was like a handshake agreement, like, hey, stay out of this. Don't bid. Maybe he's going to say, hey, Steve, listen, we don't need to do all the back and forth. This guy is ours. We got the money to pay him. If you guys want to lose like you've been losing, then make a bid for Juan Soto for $700 million, and then he signs with the Yankees for, I don't know, $580 million. Tom is in Scotch Plains. Tom, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, man, you are on fire tonight.
Who, me?
I love the saltiness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
I don't know what's going on, but you are, you're
this
live,
is what happens.
Bro.
I don't get on. I haven't
you're
been on since Wednesday.
Right,
I had a 14-minute show.
I'm all fired up. I'm fired up in the car. And that, let me, quick story. First of all, I couldn't agree with you more about Juan Soto. Wait till he gets a taste of the smell at Yankee Stadium in the summer, in the Bronx, with those fans. And if he's winning, he may just stay for $100 million less. No questions asked. To win and to be a Yankee.
Stay with
second
me, Tom.
All,
stay with me, Tom, before you get to your second point. He's an Under Armour guy. I'm in here wearing a Juan Soto shirt right now. All of these brands and all these companies, what do you think they're going to tell him is better for business, being a Met or being a Yankee in this city? What do you think they're going to tell him when they actually
come on? Yeah, just the money. I was on a flight from a competitive team somewhere else. No question.
Yeah.
I think he stays.
You're so good. Secondly, I dumped it. Get to your second point.
Yep, I love Oswaldo Cabrera, man. Love him. Love him.
Gotta love it.
I was on a flight from Miami, and who comes walking down the aisle on my flight?
Him?
Oswaldo.
Yeah.
Smiling,
probably. Just nice kid.
Nobody knew who he was. Got my selfie, and I'm not a selfie guy, but that's the one time.
Good.
That guy is going to be a dog in this league. I hope we keep him, and I'd love to see him getting playing time.
Good to have him. Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, Oswaldo is a guy that if you meet and ask for a pitcher, he's down. He's not too big. This is someone that got their feet wet on this team the last couple of years, and now you're seeing a guy that knows he belongs, right? You're seeing a guy that's seizing his opportunity, that's playing up, that understands what it is to be a Yankee, right? He's making the most of his opportunity, right? The other night, I'm watching a game, and you were watching too. A pop fly goes up into the infield, and I'm expecting Volpe, the shortstop, to call everybody off. Who comes charging in? I got it, I got it, I got it from third base. Oswaldo. And I think Rizzo even said something to him, like, hey, like let Volpe get that. And Oswaldo's like, no. Like, I am seizing every moment and opportunity to make a play. I want to win. I want to be in this lineup every single day. The Wizard of Oz, Oswaldo Cabrera, good to have you. Cash Cab, he's been money. 877-337-6666.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Y'all know me, still the same old Keith, but I've been low-key, hated on. Yeah. That's it, man. I don't have enough time to really, like, mess around, Paulie. This show's over in 5 minutes. All right, let me try and take a couple more calls. The last thing I'll say is, man, the Yankees are going for 6 in a row. If you can stay up, stay up. But if not, fall asleep. Also, if you don't want to burn your eyes as you're falling asleep, put John and Susan on. Listen to the call. Shout out to Ricky Ricardo as well, who does the Yankees baseball in Espanol call. I just ran into him. I was like, you know what? I said the voices of the Yankees were John Sterling, Michael Kay, and Ricky Ricardo. So that's coming up if you guys want to listen to the game. It's Nestor Cortez versus Zach Gallen. It's baseball. You're not supposed to win every game. They're not going 162-0. If they win tonight, if they defeat the NL Cy Young winner, if they defeat Zach Gallen and the NL defending pennant, like, come on. come on. It's going to be hype train, and we'll be here to talk about it tomorrow. My guy Dominic in East Rochester on the Fan. What's up, Dom?
Keith McPherson, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic.
I know time is short, so I'll fly. You know, we learn something every show. And tonight we learned that a winless Mets fan thinks that you're a baby.
Yeah, because I critique the bum umps and their strike zones being all like, watch the game. How many times you watch the game so far? And it's like, that ball is low. That ball is outside. You see Juan Soto, Volpe, Verdugo, these guys all just like looking at the whatever. I guess I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining it. Maybe I'm seeing a different broadcast.
You know, driving for a living, I didn't watch some games for years. All I do is listen to every pitch with John. John's my eyes. But I have been watching a little lately, and the home plate umpiring is just...
It's inconsistent.
Well, it's inconsistent.
So they can be called out. I'm not being a baby talking about that. I call it out in every sport. The human error thing for me is whack. What else you got, Dom?
The other thing I got, Keith, is that it's working.
Going back to it's not working, your catchphrase. Yeah, early on, whatever they've changed, which we know, it's working.
This is fun. Work the count. Work the pitcher. Get the starter out. Get to the bullpen. Put the ball in play. Move the runners. Put the ball in play. Something's going to happen. Houston threw the ball all over the joint. Arizona threw the ball all over the joint. You know, this is fun. And fortunately, I think the manager hasn't been doing anything, so that helps, other than take the guy out last night.
No, Boone is, it seems like, and thanks for the call, Dom. I'm running out of time. I know a lot of people always want to criticize Boone. It seems like in this year, what is year eight? Seven, eight, something like that, maybe seven. It seems like now Boone has more authority to just keep the same guys in the lineup. Let a guy stay out there. Oh, and for Luis Gil, I didn't care that they took him out. I know a lot of people were talking about that last night. This is a guy that's coming back from Tommy John surgery that will have an innings limit. They don't care about getting the win. They don't care about facing the next batter. His number, I heard in the pregame, was 85 pitches. He got to 84, and the Yankees had a nice lead. And that's all they needed. Damon in Connecticut, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? What's going on, my brother, man?
You know.
I haven't talked to you in a while because I worked the overnight shift, but just wanted to get through real quick. I know you're short for time.
Okay.
Live in Connecticut, work in Jersey City. Shout out to Tilltown. I know you live out there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, it's about the team this year, man. You can see the difference. Any Yankee fan that's been watching this team for the last some odd years can tell the difference. Those four games in Houston... Last year, we lose those games.
The last 4 years, 2020 to 2023, those teams, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, all four of those teams lose those games. They fold.
100%. And it's just, you can tell the difference. It's just giving me flashbacks to 09, how that swagger we had in 09. It just seemed, I know
these are the New York
games,
Yankees.
You can see it.
This is what it's supposed to look like.
That's right, brother. That's right. And I don't want to talk about Soto and the Mets. Like, can we just enjoy the moment? And you're right about our fan base. It's like we are our worst enemy. You understand? It's just like I can't go through it. I'm a Cowboy fan, so I go through it with them. It's forget about it. But yeah. Again, Keith, I just wanted to give you a shout out. Keep doing your thing, brother. You are the man.
Thanks for the call. Last call of the night goes to Steve in Rockland. Go for it, Steve. Go.
Wow, Keith. I'll tell you what. Juan Soto, whatever he does, it's infectious.
Yep.
And that guy, when there's an at-bat, he's the heartbeat of the at-bat.
Yep.
But this is my point, Keith, and check me out here, dude. The Yankees are positioned uniquely in terms of free agency. 90% of the time you pay a free agent for what he has already done? Well, with Soto, the Yankees are in a position to pay a guy, finally, for what he is going to do, okay? And that is huge to me.
Well said, Steve. I can sneak another call in for Josh in the Bronx. Go, Josh!
Keith, listen, man. I can't wait to see it down over at T-Mobile and also
opening day when the Yanks were down 4-0, man. I thought you were going to throw in the towel. Thank God you didn't. Let's go, Yankees. Thanks for taking the call. Let's go.
Hell no. 27 outs. I know it's a long game. They didn't start off good. I definitely wasn't feeling it. I wasn't enjoying it, but I knew to watch the whole game and not quit on the team, and they haven't looked back since. Hey, appreciate you guys listening to my show, calling in. Sorry if I didn't get you on the phone. Sorry if you waited for 2 hours to talk Knicks and I didn't say anything about the Knicks in my open, and Paulie doesn't have to prompt you what we're talking about. If you listen to the show for 2 hours and you hang on hoping that we're going to talk about Jalen Brunson, like, I'm sorry. Maybe tomorrow. That's all I've got. The Yankees are coming up next. John and Susan, and have a good night. Let's get six in a row. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.